It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday the 27th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The solar power industry in the United States is growing very fast. Some estimates suggest almost 70% of solar panel installations in the country occurred in just the last 2.5 years. A person at the center of the trend of home solar installation is a guy named Lyndon Rive. His move into the solar industry came after a trip to the music and arts festival Burning Man, a trip he took with his cousin, who just happens to be the head of electric car company Tesla, Elon Musk. Slate tech blogger Will Arimus sets the scene.
Elon Musk's younger cousin had been running a successful but rather small software company, and he just wanted to do something bigger with his life. And he really cared about the environment, and he was sharing all this in the RV ride. And Elon says, you should look into solar. And so what he did was, instead of making people pay $20,000 for solar panels, which is really intimidating, why don't we keep ownership of the solar panels? And then we will sell you the power on a monthly bill. You never have to buy the solar panel. You're just going to buy the power.
So he's removing the sort of foreboding barrier to entry here and the huge investment up front. And we'll have a little arrangement here and everybody wins.
Yeah. And in fact, the company that he founded called Solar City has been one of the hottest companies on the market. Today, it has somewhere in the neighborhood of 20% of the U.S. residential solar panel market. And that market is growing so fast, Ben.
In the same way that people think about Elon Musk changing the arc of history for the electric car, do you think Lyndon Rive could bend the arc of history for solar power in the United States?
Yes and no. I mean, I think what Solar City has done is certainly not as technologically dazzling as what Elon Musk has done with Tesla. But that said, you know, you could argue that he has done for solar panels what Musk has done for electric cars.
Will Arimus blogs about technology for Slate magazine. Will, nice to have you on, man.
Thanks, Ben.
Hewlett-Packard has reported fourth quarter earnings that were better than expected. The company posted a net income of $1.4 billion. Contrast that to a loss of almost $7 billion a year ago. The company is one of many personal computer makers with dipping profits as consumers move to mobile. Lots of people will lose sleep tonight as they worry about whether their Thanksgiving feast will turn out okay. Well, we wanted to talk turkey with a techie, so we called up Scott Heimendinger. He used to work for Microsoft and IBM. Now, he's the director of applied research for the Modernist Cuisine Cookbooks. The cookbooks are gorgeous, and the app with, we should note, a whole section on turkey is also impressive. Scott Heimendinger, thanks for joining us.
How are you?
I'm good. Tell me about your approach to Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, it's actually Thanksgiving dinner is the perfect problem to apply an engineering mindset to. The best thing that you can do, in my opinion, at least in my house, is not roast your turkey traditionally in the oven.
Okay, go on.
That's probably the single most stressful cooking activity that a regular person will encounter in their lives.
Yeah.
Instead, I prefer to cook my turkey sous vide.
So sous vide, as I understand it, is you're cooking this piece of food in some sort of exciting bath.
Yes. It's bath time for turkey. You set up a tub of water, and then the sous vide machine is responsible for heating that water and keeping it at a really, really, really precise temperature. And then I just wait long enough for the turkey to equal that temperature. But the cool thing is it can never overcook, and it just happens to yield the juiciest turkey on planet Earth. Then we drop it in a really hot pan with just a little bit of oil and basically shallow fry to crisp up the skin. So now you've got perfectly crisp skin and perfectly cooked meat.
That sounds delicious. So, Scott, give me an example of a techie approach to a side dish, one that you might consider this week for Thanksgiving.
We love using the pressure cooker for root vegetables. And we have this trick that we developed for caramelizing these vegetables in the pressure cooker, which is really cool. You combine your root vegetables in the base of a pressure cooker with a little bit of butter and 0.5% of baking soda by weight. So you take the weight of your root vegetables, take 0.5% of that, and sprinkle that on. And that will cause the food to caramelize. But unlike in an oven where you're roasting your carrots or roasting your potatoes, where it has to dry out the outside and then only the outside will caramelize, in this environment, it actually caramelizes all the way through, and it does it without drying out.
Scott Heimendinger is the Director of Applied Research at Modernist Cuisine. Scott, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
You can find a recipe for making carrot soup in a pressure cooker and a link to download a free chapter from the latest Modernist Cuisine e-cookbook. It's all on our website, marketplacetech.org. By the way, yes, Thanksgiving does come to the International Space Station. NASA has announced the menu for 6 crew members. On the list, irradiated smoked turkey, thermostabilized yams, and cherry blueberry cobbler with some astronaut ice cream, I assume. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.